Investing Simplified is brought to you by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisory firm. Price Financial Group has been doing estate planning since 1970 and investment and retirement planning since 1975. Individual situations may vary, and the information on this show should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Other parties present on this broadcast are not affiliated with Price Financial Group Wealth Management. Investing Simplified is the longest-running live financial program with a certified financial planner, estate planning attorney, and a certified public accountant to answer your questions for free. Got a tough estate, tax, or financial problem keeping you up at night? You can call the show right now at 503-222-9700. That's 503-222-9700. Long distance and podcast listeners can call toll free at 800-344-5836. Coming to you live from Portland, Oregon, and broadcast on affiliated stations throughout the Pacific Northwest. Now, here's the host of Investing Simplified, Bo Caldwell.
We do Investing Simplified.
Welcome into Investing Simplified. However you're listening, thank you for making us a part of your day. As a reminder, in addition to the live radio show we do here, we do rebroadcast the show via Apple Podcast, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast variety. I'm Bo Caldwell, CFP, President of Price Financial Group Wealth Management. And if you notice, there is a different sound in my voice today. If you notice, there is a different sound quality. It is because I have finally gotten the setup here in our Beaverton office to be able to record the show, to be able to come at you with nice sound quality until it is that time we are allowed back in the physical studio. As most of you know, if you are an Oregonian, we just entered phase one of reopening here in Multnomah County this Friday. The governor finally allowed shops to open and things to open with social distancing measures and mask requirements, but we are still not allowed into the studio to record and take your phone calls live, so I do apologize about that. If you do have a question, people have been asking them on investingsimplifiedradio.com, or feel free to email me at askbo@pfgwm.com. I'd be happy to answer them on here. Later on in the show, we're going to have Kevin Stege on. He's going to be answering some tax questions that were asked by listeners. Folks had sent those questions in. Taylor Cattell was going to be on this week, but it is her birthday this week, and so she was a little too busy. She will be on next week. Hopefully, we'll be able to do it all at the same time. Answer your estate planning questions, your stock market questions, your investing questions, any and all of the different questions that you may have. So one of the questions that has been coming in a lot for me is about Roth conversions. And I know you guys have heard me say Roth conversions, do a Roth, make a Roth contribution over and over and over again. But particularly this year, if your IRA is down in terms of value, if you bought, you know, a stock, maybe you bought Boeing stock or owned Boeing stock in your IRA and you want to keep it, you want to own it long term. Maybe you owned one of the oil type stocks, a Schlumberger or a Chevron or the like. And when they drop because the price of oil dropped, you could convert that stock. So if you have 100 shares of Boeing, you could convert those 100 shares in kind to your Roth IRA. And what that means is now you have 100 shares of Boeing in your Roth. And if you converted that 100 shares when Boeing dropped to $95 a share, you'd have a $9,500 taxable event. And then just a couple of weeks later, when Boeing rocketed up and doubled in price in about a week, now you have almost $20,000 in your Roth, and you only had to pay taxes on $9,500. It can make a lot of sense to utilize the fluctuations, the volatility in the market to your advantage. If the market is down, if you are losing money in the stock market, and remember, you haven't actually lost until you sell out of your positions. But if your account value is down, consider making the Roth conversion at that point, because you are getting more money into that tax-free bucket while paying taxes on the lower amount. If you have questions or concerns about it, give my office a call, 503-253-3000. I'd be happy to sit down with you and kind of go over it for you. As a reminder, we do have offices now, office space available to meet with folks when they are ready, I will wear a mask. We will sit 6 feet apart. We'll have hand sanitizer and be sanitizing the office before and after each appointment. But if you want to sit down with myself or one of my advisors, we are happy to do so. Give us a call, 503-253-3000. We can meet with you. And, you know, if you live over on the west side, we have two convenient west side locations as well as a convenient east side of Portland location and the ability to meet in the Vancouver area. So if you'd like to meet, give our office a call. If you'd like to do that review, talk about some Roth convergence or maybe some ideas about doing a Roth conversion. The other thing that has come up, and I've recommended this to multiple people, and it boggles my mind that, you know, when these people try to get it done, and I've mentioned this before, I'm happy to chat with you about a Roth conversion, chat with you about a backdoor Roth, and whether or not that makes sense for your overall situation. But when you go off and do it, as often happens, I will talk to folks, explain the concept of the backdoor Roth, and they want to do it, you know, on their own because they like to do their own investing, and that's great, right? If I'm getting that information to you, helping you take care of it, making sure you are better set off, I think that that is the right thing to do. And as a fiduciary advisor, it is my responsibility to always do what is right for my clients. But I have gotten callbacks or emails back from folks that I have helped walk them through the process, told them this is the steps you take, these are the things that you do. And they oftentimes, because especially if you're just starting, you know, to do this backdoor Roth, maybe you, most of your stock invested or, you know, market investments are in your 401k or in your 403b, they go into the bank, explain to the banker what they're looking to do, and then are told that's not a thing. The banker will say that you actually can't do that. And then the person pushes back and says, no, I think that is. I talked to this guy, you know, I spoke to this guy who's on the radio talking about it, and I think I can do it. And then the banker will invariably go talk to their manager. Maybe they will talk to the financial advisor who is attached to that bank branch and come back and say, oh, yes, you can do it. So it's kind of frustrating when you know that you can do something, you know that it is a thing that you can do, to be told that you are not allowed. And then the worst case, I had one person who we had gone through this. He reached back out to me and said, not only did they say he couldn't do it, which was incorrect, they also asked what kind of taxes he wanted withheld from his Roth conversion. Now, I'm going to let that sit there for a second. He's doing a backdoor Roth, and he's converting it. He's what you do with a backdoor Roth, to remind folks, you do a non-deductible contribution to your traditional IRA. As long as that traditional IRA has no other money in it, no tax-deferred deposits, and you don't have another IRA, you could have 401k, 403b, that's fine. You don't have another IRA, you can convert that entire amount to a Roth and there is no taxable event. So why would he want to withhold taxes from something that's not a taxable event? That's not only is that giving the government a interest-free loan, because yeah, sure, he's going to get it back when he does his tax return, but why go through that? Why have to deal with the paperwork? Why have to add, you know, billable time to the CPA's, you know, endeavor? So if you have been thinking about doing a Roth conversion, if you call your broker and they say, no, you can't do a backdoor Roth, they haven't heard the term backdoor Roth, call my office. I will walk you through it. If you want to do it with us, we're happy to help you get it done. If you want to just learn the process, know how to do it so that you can go do it on your own, I am happy to help out. Give our office a call, 503-253-3000. Because honestly, folks, I just cannot stand the fact that these people in these bank branches, they put these 22, 23-year-old kids out there, and it's not their fault. It's really not. They don't know what they're talking about. But then you go and ask about how to do it, and you should be able to do it, okay? So the other question that I've had where folks have asked, hey, I'm an accumulator. This came in on the text line. He's an accumulator, and I shouldn't say he, this person is an accumulator and is looking to put money into a Roth and doesn't really want to put it in the market right now because the market is so high. Understandable, not necessarily trying to time the market, but just don't want to buy in right when it's high. And they were asking about a good money market fund that's available. And unfortunately, for those folks who've been listening a while, I cannot give a specific recommendation over the air or over the text line without knowing your specific situation. One, because it's against, you know, various regulations, but two, it's not right. It would not be the best thing for you because if I don't know your particular situation, I can't make a blanket recommendation. However, most money market funds right now are paying next to nothing, basically the same as a savings account. So that brings to mind, if you're going to do this backdoor Roth and you don't want to invest it right now, you just want to get the money in a Roth, smart, because you want to get that time started. Remember, there is a 5-year time period from when you open your first Roth before that money is then going to, your growth is then going to be tax-free, or you hit 59 and a half. Then there is a conversion timeline. So if you're under 59 and a half and you are converting dollars, you have to wait 5 years until that money is no longer a taxable deal, right? So if you're doing Roth conversions. So if you're getting that timeline started early, why not do it with a small amount of money? And a really great way to do that can be at your credit union or at your bank in an IRA savings account. So if you open a Roth savings account, yeah, it's not going to earn much money, right? It's not going to give you a whole lot of return, but it's safe and it gets that clock started. So if you want to do a backdoor Roth conversion or a backdoor Roth contribution, you can do that with an IRA savings account, right? Do a regular IRA, a traditional and a Roth, open up at the same time, deposit your money in the traditional as a non-deductible deposit, right? A non-deductible contribution for this year, and then immediately convert the dollars over. Now, the nice thing, if you haven't filed your taxes yet and you're thinking about doing this, you can actually do a double right now. You can go in and do your 2019 non-deductible IRA contribution and your 2020 and convert them at the same time. As long as the money is non-deductible, you don't have another IRA, and you don't have any deducted money, any pre-tax money in that IRA, it's a non-event. You convert it over, and now you have a Roth, and now you've started that Roth, and that Roth is there and ready for you. So if you've had some issues with that, if you're working on trying to get the answer, don't ask the 23-year-old kid at the bank. He or she doesn't know, and they just don't, and it's not their fault, because what you don't know can hurt you. But in their situation, what they don't know can hurt you, right? So give our office a call, 503-253-3000, or shoot me an email at bo@pfgwm.com. I'm happy to help you get that started. I'm happy to help you get that figured out, or just walk you through the steps. And there's no obligation to work with our team. Somebody on my team will talk you through it. We'll walk you through it, tell you how to do it. We're happy to help, because that's the idea, folks. We want to be here getting that information out there. We want to make sure that you know what you're doing and you're not doing the wrong thing, especially when it comes to the taxability of a conversion or the tax withholding on a conversion. Because I don't want you to be out there doing the wrong thing and setting yourself up for failure. You know, the tax implications from IRAs, whether that be from contributions, from recharacterizations, or from RMDs that are not properly taken, can really come back to bite you. And I really, really do not want you to have an issue or a situation where you are getting bit by something that should have been taken care of by your broker or your banker in this situation when you're using a banker. So give our office a call, 503-253-3000, if you'd like to set up some time to chat about it. I'm happy to do that in person over a Zoom call, which is what I'm going to be doing with Kevin here next segment when he comes on after our first break here, or we're happy to do it over the phone. Whatever is going to make you the most comfortable and be the most helpful for you. So thanks for listening. We're going to be right back with Investing Simplified and the return of the tax animal, Kevin Stege. This is Investing Simplified.
Are you concerned about your retirement income? Do you really understand how your Social Security benefits work? Price Financial Group Wealth Management has helped many seniors in Oregon and Washington maximize their Social Security benefits at retirement through using their Social Security seminar on demand. Now you can watch this valuable information in the comfort of your home by just going to www.pfgwm.com and click on the free Social Security kit. If you are serious about your retirement planning, you cannot afford to miss this opportunity. After all, you have invested your hard-earned dollars into Social Security all your working years. So shouldn't you get the maximum return you can get from those dollars? The future can be scary, and without a plan, it can be even scarier, especially when facing the unknown. What you don't know can hurt you. Get your free Social Security kit at pfgwm.com or call 503-253-3000.
Here's your opportunity to ask Kevin Stege, CPA and shareholder of the Baker Colson CPA firm, that tax question that's been keeping you up at night. Now, here's the CPA with the tax answers, Kevin Stege.
Welcome back to Investing Simplified. This is Bo Caldwell, CFP, and the man, the myth, the legend, Kevin Stege, is back to answer questions that you may have about your taxes, questions that you may have about your estate taxes, anything and everything that has to do with your friend, the IRS. Unfortunately, because it is still the time of coronavirus and we have just entered phase one in Multnomah County, we are not allowed in the studio yet to come to you live. But we are able to do it through the magic of Zoom, and Kevin is joining us today via Zoom. And as I said in the open, I have gotten a little bit better set up here so we can have hopefully some better sound. But welcome, Kevin. Welcome back to Investing Simplified. The people have missed you.
Thank you, Bo. It is good to be back, and I'll try to part my hair so I can speak through to everybody and they can hear me. But I'm using a good quality of motor oil to keep it in place. I understand my barber may have opened today, and so I'm extremely excited to go check it out. You know, there might be a line around the block, but it's I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, hopefully you can get there. You know, I had a friend of mine that I used to work with. He was a Navy man, or is a Navy man. I suppose you're once a Navy man, always a Navy man. But he'll say things like, man, my hair is out of control. I need a haircut. And I look at him and go, but it looks fine. But then he goes in and he can't, you know, he's one of those folks who is having trouble with not having it the high and tight. He needs to have it all the time.
Very true. Yes.
So, one of the questions I wanted to ask you, and I've been waiting till you came back on, and it's, you know, a lot of people don't, you know the calculation, but if someone was to retire or semi-retire, and then they were to take Social Security, how does the taxation on that work? I've talked about it a little bit, but a lot of times people wonder. So they're full retirement age, so they're not getting they can still earn money, but they're maybe taking some time off, maybe cutting down on clients, particularly in this time. Maybe they have some, part-time work that they wanted to do, but they wanted to turn on their Social Security. Are they going to get eaten up in taxes is the question they have a lot.
Well, that's a good question. If they're full retirement age, it doesn't matter how much they continue to earn, they will still get their full Social Security benefit. There will be no reduction in the benefit amount. However, the more income that you make, the more of your Social Security, that benefit amount that you receive, the more of it will become taxable. And, depends whether you're single or married, and it depends on your other income. But if you were married and you take half of your Social Security benefit that you're receiving for the year and add in pretty much the rest of your other type of income, and if those two numbers come together and exceed about, what is it, 24,000 or 27,000, I think, is when it starts to become taxable. And then ultimately, the more you make, the most that your Social Security benefit can be taxed is 85%. And, if you're working substantially, if you're making 50 grand, just assume all of your Social Security is going to be taxed at the max. Not 85% tax rate, but 85% of your benefit is subject to your tax rate, which might be 12% federal or 22% federal. And of course, it's not taxable to Oregon. So.
Right. That was a question I was going to ask. So it's just the federal tax rate. It's not state of Oregon. And when people hear my Social Security is going to be 85% taxed, it doesn't mean it's taxed at 85%. It just means if you made $10, $8.50 of it is taxable.
That's exactly right. I prefer $100 and $85. It's
right.
Easier.
Sorry. Yeah.
It's an easier example.
Well, I always do that round number thing, and I have clients that laugh at me all the time because, I'm supposed to be good at math, but I always say, well, you need it to be, easy math, so this is how I'm going to calculate it.
That's right. Well, our friend and mentor, Chuck Price, man, he could whip out numbers like there was no tomorrow on the air. I tend to always double check myself. So he's a better man than me at the quick math.
Right. He does come up with the percentages. He does really well in his head too. Does it really fast. And I often will say to folks, I'm not going to do that in my head and embarrass myself because
that's right. That's right.
But it's a hard thing. So, you know, the thing we were talking about, you know, in the break before we came on was we were talking about some options about, you know, the qualified charitable distribution. So folks that want to give money to charity, that want to do that qualified charitable distribution. I know we've talked about it on the air before, but have you seen more people doing that because maybe they don't have to take their RMD this year or?
That's a good question for 2020. The first thing that I wanted to say on this topic is, in a normal year, it will be important that when you take your qualified charitable distribution, that when you get your 1099, that you match up with what you actually received and what was actually given to charity. Because I've seen the 1099s get issued in two ways. And I'll give an example. Say you took $10,000 out normally, maybe that's what you wanted to take out. You kept that money. It's a true distribution. And say you gave $2,000 as a qualified charitable distribution to a charity, and your trustee forked it right over to the charity. Mm-hmm. I have seen in some instances two 1099s, one for the $10,000 as a normal distribution code 7. Mm-hmm. And another 1099 for $2,000 with a code that says it's a charitable contribution. And that lays it out very nicely. However, I've also seen it where the full amount's just been reported, $12,000 on the 1099, and it's up to you on your tax return to indicate that $2,000 or your tax preparer was part of charity, so that only $10,000 gets taxed and not $12,000. So you'd show the gross $12,000 and then the $10,000 getting taxed. And
right.
That's you just got to make sure you're doing it right and not get your numbers mixed. So
yeah, that's a big deal to make sure that they're keeping accurate track of it. And when you do qualified charitable distribution straight from an IRA and it goes, so in the situation where it goes direct to the charity, does it still issue a 1099 or does it just have a distribution? Because, you know, if someone is tracking their RMDs, so if it goes direct to the charity, does it give out a 1099 if you only give it to the charity?
Yeah, and that's a good question. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I've seen it both ways.
Right.
And maybe it's because somebody is needing, because a QCD fulfills your RMD,
right.
Your qualified charitable distribution does fulfill your requirement to take a distribution. Maybe that's when they're putting it on the 1099, and then you determine, you know, how much of that, less of that is taxable. And then, so maybe somebody who's, but I guess that's not, I think the QCD is only available to people, taking RMDs. Isn't that,
I don't know. We'd have to look. I believe that you can send stuff direct to, I think the QCD applies right only to people that are taking the RMD and they want to do.
I think it is. I think it's just so anyway. So I've seen it both ways.
Yeah. Okay. That's good to know. And, you know, we were talking, interestingly enough, I had a situation where a client decided, because in 2020, and just a reminder, folks, I know I've talked about this multiple times on the show, but in the year 2020, you are not required to take your RMD this year. The government has come out and said RMDs are not required this year because of coronavirus, and you know they're giving some breaks to that. But if you are doing your qualified charitable distribution, or not bequesting, because that's after death, right? But if you are saying you're going to give $10,000, $15,000, a lot of times it comes up with your church pledge. You know, you've pledged a certain amount of dollars to your church. Some folks this year that aren't having to take their RMD have decided, well, I was already planning on taking the RMD anyway. Let's have that be my pledge to the church. But if you're not in a, and I learned this the hard way, although mm-hmm. we figured it out, but if you have a 401k, you can't actually do a direct distribution, you know, a QCD to the church. You have to kind of run, you know, go around it. And the way that we worked our way around it was we had the client do a direct rollover of his 401k amount, you know, the money that he wanted to pledge to the church, into an IRA that we opened for him just then, and then had the IRA distribute the check directly to the church, because the 401k can't, I guess. Gotcha. You know, you learn the hard way. So it's kind of a way around it, right?
Yeah, that's a very good way around. And absolutely right. It's QCDs are only available to people that are taking RMDs.
Okay.
And you, in addition to 401ks, not being able to directly do a QCD, Simple and SEP IRAs cannot either, that are currently
Interesting. Ongoing. Yeah. Interesting. Cause it's a work, cause it's a, I would assume maybe a 403B as well. Yes. If you're, if it's an employer plan or where you work.
Yeah. I would assume that same thing. Cause I think it's just your IRA that needs an RMD.
Interesting.
Your traditional IRA.
Interesting.
But like you say, there's ways to get stuff into those IRAs. So
yeah. Well, we go ahead.
Oh, and I was going to say, and you know, the benefit to this is, you know, where you're needing to say, take an RMD and you're tacking $10,000 or maybe 20 or maybe 30 or 40,000 onto your income, making your Social Security taxable, maybe pushing yourself up into net investment income tax, all these threshold, different thresholds, income thresholds where that your taxes go up when you're having to drop that RMD and add it into the rest of your income. That's a bad thing. But when you, but if you're charitably minded, and you do the QCD, that income, you don't get the deduction on your itemized deductions for the charity, but you don't have to add that in, to your income that affects all of those other calculations. So that's really the benefit. So anybody who's charitably minded, even if you are not taking itemized deductions, if you, even if you're taking the standard deduction, if you're charitably minded and you are required to take a distribution from your IRA, to me, it's a no-brainer to do the QCD.
Yeah. Well, you know, like we said, it doesn't necessarily apply this year because there's no required minimum, but, but at the same time, looking forward, you know, people who are approaching that 72 years old now is the new number, right? About, especially if you don't need the money, it's a great way to set somebody else up, because when you're doing that itemized deduction, you only get to deduct what, 50%, right? Or depending on the type of charity, you don't get to deduct the whole amount anyway, right? From your itemized deductions.
You do get the full amount that, when you have a charity that has a particular limitation of 60%, a 50%, 30%, that's a different calculation.
Oh, okay.
They're just referring to, if you give to the Elks, you cannot give, you cannot take a deduction more than, I believe it's 30% of your income. A church is 50, or I think it's
up to 60%. Oh, it's of your income. Okay, that's where the calculation
of your total.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. And the balance just gets carried forward to the next year. So it's, most people don't run into that unless they're doing a windfall giving to charity. Yeah.
Sure. That makes a lot of sense. And it brings up a point. You mentioned the carry forwards, which I think a lot of people don't necessarily know about. And it is particularly applicable in a year like this year. So I've talked previously about, if your stock count is down, your IRA is down, it might be a good time to convert to Roth while it's down, right? So if your shares are worth less now, you convert in kind. Now those shares are in your Roth when they come back up. But conceivably, at the same time, if you have a taxable account, you know, a brokerage account that you maybe share with your spouse or that you've done individually, and you have some losses this year, if they're, you know, long-term losses and you took them, say that your Boeing stock went from $300 down to $90 and you sold out of it, now you have a loss, that's something that carries forward, you know, for perpetuity, right? If they can't use it to offset gains this year, they get to use that in the future.
That's exactly right. The charitable contribution carryover stays with you for your life. Long-term capital or capital loss carry forwards stay with you for your life. And those are that's the key word, life, because once you die or the second spouse dies, those carry forwards are actually lost. And so, you know, somebody who is maybe toward the end of their life and they maybe recognized a huge capital loss and it's been carrying forward, they may want to look at some way of planning to utilize their capital loss carry forward so that when they pass, it just, that loss doesn't get lost.
Right. Yeah. The loss doesn't get lost. No, that's really smart. And that's, I think that I feel like our discussions always, you know, end up in a place where I'm saying this is a reason to work with a qualified tax professional, because working with a CPA, working with a qualified tax professional, they keep track of that for you, right? So if you have loss carryforwards, I know specifically that, you know, I had a couple of clients that had come and seen you, and you said, hey, well, have you been carrying forward? And it was a different situation. We'd have to get into their situation, but they didn't know that they could carry that forward. And because they came and saw you, they were able to do a big Roth conversion. They were able to do, you know, and that's the point of utilizing a tax professional who knows your specific situation. TurboTax doesn't know that. Right. They won't ask you if you have the capital loss carry forwards, or they may ask you, but you don't know because you haven't been keeping track of it. So it's a big reason to work with a tax professional.
Yeah. And, you know, I think most CPAs, you know, there's more clients out there than there are CPAs doing the level of work that the clients would like. But most of the CPAs that are out there, and even tax preparers in general, really do put their best foot forward, I think, to help people. And so working with a live person, I know with us, when I take a new client, which I typically can be fairly picky about the clients that I take now, which is a nice place to be. But when I do take a client, I do it knowing that I'm going to be treating their stuff just like my own. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's so many things that are considered behind the scenes that, you know, I think if accountants were marketers, we would do a lot better, but, typically the accountants just, grind away and but there's so much to consider and think about and disregard and not go down bunny roads and focus on the things that do help the clients. I really think, other than your standard working W-2,
right,
and itemized deductions, anything, if you have a business or a rental, anything that level and above, boy, I think a CPA or an accountant can really help.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the specific situation I wanted to ask you about where, you know, that behooves you to have a CPA on staff. So I have, I had the question come in that was, you know, if, had a duplex ownership where one half of the duplex has been rented for, I think, around 19 years. So I've been renting that as a, you know, as an income property, mm-hmm. lived in the other half of the duplex, thinking about they're looking at maybe divesting of the property, but are worried about the capital, you know, the depreciation recapture, on the duplex. It could be because they've been having to take the depreciation over, you know, they're 2/3 of the way through, mm-hmm. but then B, just the capital gain because the home was worth, you know, 140 19 years ago, and now they could sell the entire thing for 570 or so.
Exactly. So, you know, all sorts of things in play there, the depreciation recapture, the principal residence exclusion, potential capital losses, or maybe, you know, capital gains rates are pretty low right now. Maybe mm-hmm. now is the time to take the money out because they want to use it and it's at the end of the investment, or do we look at a 1031 exchange on the rental side and pass this asset along to heirs and get a stepped up basis? So a lot to consider.
Yeah. And so with the 1031 exchange, just a reminder to people, they do have to work with what's called a qualified intermediary, which would be somebody like a CPA firm, right? When they're doing that.
We don't do it.
You guys
most
don't
CPA
do it. Okay.
Firms don't. Usually it's more along the lines of a title company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they're the ones that have a department, and all they do is specialize in making sure that you follow the rules on the like kind exchange so that you, because it's one of the most rigorous set of rules. If you fail by one day, it fails and it's taxable.
Right.
So, but it's not hard to follow. You just have to make sure you follow it. And, we work with one particular company, and I have no problem saying how great they have been at on all levels. They used to, a fellow named Don Liedroot used to teach classes to attorneys and CPAs, and he passed on his, I think he's retired, and he's passed on Asset Preservation Inc., the Oregon department of it, location, and Anne Marie Kooning, her and her team know what they're doing. And I mean, they have taken some properties that are, you know, multiple owners, multiple residences, multiple investments, multiple lots. And it just comes to us where we can, you know, we do the tax planning, they do their side, we can do the tax prep off of it. And it, the end result is what we wanted.
Sure. That makes a lot of sense. So, you know, barring doing some sort of 1031 exchange, or, you know, generally speaking, that situation, you're going to have capital gains that you have to, you know, pay the taxes on if it's appreciated, and, you know, with the depreciation and capture. There's no real way to shelter that necessarily, other than getting a like-kind exchange, or we've talked about the deferred sales trust. But that's a situation where you have to have, you know, $1 million gain for it really to make monetary sense for, you know, for the cost of setting that sort of stuff up. So if it's a couple hundred thousand, it probably doesn't make sense for folks to pay the money for the trust and the administration and stuff, all the legal fees. But so barring those things, it's pretty much you got to take your medicine and pay the taxes.
Yeah, that's what I would see. And I agree with you on the deferred sales trust. And I think the opportunity zone vehicle kind of falls in that same category. It's very specific and is probably more, once you're getting into the seven figures, that makes it worthwhile, just because of the admin and the red tape surrounding it.
Sure. Well, so if that applies to you, if you've got a seven-figure gain that you're trying to avoid, but or even if you're not, even if you're kicking around whether or not a 1031 exchange might make sense, you want to talk to a qualified CPA. Kevin and his team are available. How do they get a hold of you, Kevin, if they want to give you a shout?
We're at baker-colson.com. Our phone number is 503-666-5569. And we're located out the east side of Division Street in Gresham.
Yeah. So if you want to ask a question, if you want something to you know, be floated by Kevin, anything like that, you can submit it at askbo@pfgwm.com. We're working on making this more of a regular appearance, you know, for him on the show as he gets winding down out of this extended tax season so far this year because of COVID. But, you know, Kevin, I really appreciate you being on today. I know that folks have been missing hearing your voice, and I can't wait to continue doing the show together.
Sounds very good, Bo. Great to be here. Great to see you. And we will hopefully see you and talk with you next week.
Perfect. Yeah. And hopefully Taylor's going to be on with us next week. That's what she said. I promised that she'd be on today with us, but it is her birthday. So we wish her a happy birthday out there. We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back with Investing Simplified.
Hello, this is Kevin Stege, shareholder with Baker & Colson Certified Public Accountants, serving the Portland and Southwest Washington areas for almost 40 years. We are a full-service accounting and consulting firm offering our services to a wide range of business and individual clients. One of the largest expenses to a household or a business is its tax burden. While off-the-shelf tax products can help file simple returns, they can't know your plans for the future and not only provide insight and planning to help you get there, but actually help you along the way. There are just some things that can't be replaced by experience. Whether you are just beginning your working career or have a well-established business with many employees, rely on the professionals at Baker & Colson to help in an efficient, accurate, and personalized manner. We are located at 2414 Northeast Division in Gresham and can be reached at our website at bakercolson.com or 503-666-5569. That's bakercolson.com. 503-666-5569. And remember, at Baker & Colson, our service is the product our clients remember most.
You're listening to Investing Simplified. Now, back to Bo Caldwell.
And welcome back to Investing Simplified. Thanks for sticking with us. If you're just now joining us, we just got done talking to Kevin Stege of Baker & Colson, CPA out here in Gresham, about various and sundry tax items and tax incentives to change over your property, different things like that. If you have questions and something comes up that you have that you want to hear from Kevin or you want to hear Taylor talk about next week when she's back on, send those questions to askbo@pfgwm.com. We're happy to cover those. I want to make sure that we are bringing you the content that is applicable to you folks. So I didn't talk about in the opening segment, which I usually do, about the ways that the market has been going up and going down and going up and going down, and, you know, the various and sundry, you know, bumps in the road that you've seen. Depending on how you're invested so far this year, you may have seen the biggest, fastest drop in history. So just remind that again, folks, The market went down the fastest and the farthest that it ever has in history, followed by the fastest and the farthest recovery in history. So we had the best month that we've ever had. We had the best returns in a week since back in the 70s. We had the worst return in a couple of weeks since the Great Depression. It's been a crazy, crazy start to this year if you've been invested in the market. And the old adage about it's not timing the market, it's time in the market has really come true. If you bought into the S&P 500 at the start of the year, if you just bought an index fund in the S&P 500 and rode it all the way down and all the way back up, you'd only be down about 5% right now. Now, down is down, right? And I tell my clients that I never want to be in the red, but unfortunately, when you're investing in the market, at least once out of every 4 years, you're going to be in the red on average. Just that's the way that the market works. But if you bought that, you know, S&P 500 fund, or if you have a portfolio that's diversified according to your risk tolerance, it's going to go up, it's going to go down, and it's going to stay sideways. Those are the three things that the market and your portfolio will do. You need to make sure that your portfolio is built out to your proper risk tolerance. If you can't stand a 10% drop, if your $100,000 account goes down to 90 and that is too much for you, then you need to figure out a different portfolio. Because if you're in a 10% portfolio that's going to drop 10% and it goes down 10%, then you're going to sell. You're going to get out at the bottom. You're going to make the mistake that a lot of people did because they saw everything that was going bad on Main Street with small businesses and everything that's going bad with, you know, the different things in the economy because of coronavirus and because of the various bankruptcies, and you're going to sell at the bottom and not get back in. Now, if you have a portfolio that is more tailored to your risk tolerance and you were able to hold on, you're probably working your way back towards even for the year. And considering what has happened so far this year, to be at a break even or even slightly positive, I think is a win. Now, I don't know why the market continues to be as high as it is, considering the underlying fundamentals in terms of companies, in terms of valuations. Historically, a fair market value historically, folks, for the S&P 500 is 2,400 and change. We closed at the end of this week. We closed at the end of this week in the S&P 500 at $3,097. So that's a good 20% below where we are now. That's the fair market value if you do the historical fair market value. But yet we're significantly above that. We're 25% above that level, right? And some economists are calling for 3,200, 3,300 in the S&P by the end of the year. Could be. I don't know, right? I don't know what's going to happen as we get maybe a second wave of the coronavirus, as we get more and more information about vaccines, as therapeutics come out. I don't know if you guys heard this, but there is a pill supposedly out of the UK, I believe it is, that's a steroid that's available on the market right now that reduces coronavirus-related deaths in those that are heavily on ventilators and nearing death by about a third. That's huge. That's amazing news. But the market didn't go straight up when they heard it. That particular company's stock probably did, similar to the way that Moderna stock went up when they thought they were going to have a therapeutic and various and sundry other things like that. But if you're investing in the market, you need to be ready for this volatility that's been happening. You need to be ready that this may happen. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. If you invest over the long term, folks, I have a client who's been investing in his 401k for the last nearly 50 years, even 40 something years that he's been in, you know, participating in the 401k. He's got about $4 million. And out of that $4 million, how much do you think was actual contributions by him? And the answer a lot of people would say, well, it's probably $2 million, right? He's probably doubled it. No. It's less than $300,000 have been contributions that he has made over the years, but his account is worth that much. And he has done a fair amount of fiddling and getting in and out and in and out. But the point is, he's been investing in the market for the long term, been buying and holding in quality companies and been investing for the long term. That doesn't mean he's put his head in the sand, but that means he got started early and continue to invest. If you're going to be a market investor, a long-term investor, then you need to not worry about what the day-to-day swings in the market are. Because if you're looking at your time period, you can make that time period match up to whatever amount you want. If you're neighbor down the street says she's super, you know, she's super conservative investor. And she said in 2019, I was up 17%. She's not super conservative, first of all. But when did she start? When is she talking about ending? I could just about any mutual fund, money manager, ETF, stock, for example, I could pick and choose when I'm getting in and when I'm getting out, looking back in hindsight, right? And a lot of financial advisors will do that. They're going to sit down with you and say, my portfolio did this and this and this over the last few years. And it's important to know what they've done over the last few years. Don't get me wrong. I talk about that as well. It's important for them to provide that information. But you're not investing with them the last 4 years. You're investing with them now. So what's the outlook going forward? What's the plan? What's the plan for this continued market volatility? And are they going to be able to make sure that you are able to reach your goals? Because that's the number one thing, folks. We want to make sure that you are able to reach your financial goals. And sometimes that involves market investments. I would argue most of the time you have to have at least some of your money allocated to the market. But you should have some of your money allocated to safer investments, to stuff that is not going to go down, particularly when you're approaching retirement. I've heard it called the retirement red zone or the retirement ready zone, right? As you approach that, you know, 10 to 15 years from when you're going to pull the trigger on retirement, it might be time to start considering how to allocate some of your portfolio to the safer money dollars, right? And because who knows what's going to happen with Social Security? Who knows what's going to happen with taxes? Who knows what's going to happen with long-term stock market outlooks? There are economists out there. Jeffrey Gundlach is one that I follow a lot, who has talked about that this is the absolute top of the market and we have only down to go from here. Now, he's kind of a little bit more bearish than some. Like I said, some think that we're just going to go up, up, up. But the market doesn't just go up, 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 right? It does go down and it goes up. So you want to have a long-term strategy that's going to make sure that you don't run out of money and that you have money that lasts. And like I said, sometimes that means having some of your money allocated to a retirement portfolio that is not going to lose money when the market is volatile like this. And it gives you that sort of retirement fill up, right? It makes sure that you're able to maintain your cost of living, maintain your lifestyle through retirement and not have to work more when you're 75, 80 years old, or not have to go on the government dime, right? Ideally, you want to make sure that you don't run out of money. And so it may make sense to review that. When was the last time that you reviewed your current risk allocation? Because folks, when you're looking at your stock market investments or your market driven investments, the key is what if we have another, you know, February and March of 2020? It may not be this year. It will be at some point. We will have something like that. And like I said, it was the worst one that we've had in a long time. So it may not be that bad, but it's going to be down. You're going to have down days, down months, down years. And is your portfolio set up to withstand that? And I don't mean, is your portfolio not going to go down? I mean, is your plan, your overall everything together, your holistic view, prepared to tackle what invariably will happen, which is the market investments going down? Now, some people balance that by having a lot of money in cash. Some people have it in these safe investments. Some people have it in a pension. They have a big pension going so they don't have to touch their money. It's applicable specifically to you. But if you want to make sure that you're on track, that you're filling in those buckets, you're checking those boxes, give our office a call, 503-253-3000, and you get a complimentary review. Myself or one of my team will review your situation. We'll go over a draft financial plan for you. We'll show you how we would allocate, how we would work if you decided you wanted to work with us. But it's not an obligation to work with us, and it doesn't cost you anything. We offer that to our radio listeners, folks here in Portland metro area, which includes Vancouver, Camas, Longview, you know, all of you folks up there that have made the choice to avoid what a client of mine used to call the People's Republic of Oregon, but made the choice to save 10% every year on your taxes and move across the river. We're happy to meet you up there. We're happy to meet you if you'd like to come across here and go over the options that are available to you. One thing that people don't know or may not know is that there are options that pay safe money, and you'll say, well, it's a CD, right? Yeah, it's like a CD, right? There are options out there that you can earn 2, 3, 4% for the next 5 or 6 years on without taking any risk, right? And those are things that are not available if you're doing everything yourself. You can't just go out and find those options. Now, if you wanted to know what that is, what kind of rates we can get you if you're shopping around your CDs, maybe your CD is coming due and the bank says, yeah, we'll pay you 0.25% for the next 5 years. If that makes you angry, if you're one of those folks looking for a money market account, like I mentioned earlier, and you can't get anything on a money market, give our office a call and talk about options that we have out there. I'm happy to discuss them with you. Can't, again, make a recommendation on the radio because it may not be right for you. It may not be the right fit or the right situation, but wouldn't it be worth kicking the tires on and finding it out? So give us a call, 503-253-3000. We're happy to talk about it, right? We'll sit down with you, go over those options that are available out there. I want to reiterate here, we've got a couple of new advisors joining the team here over the next few weeks. I'm hoping to have them here join me on the radio probably next month. But we do have offices both on the east and west side of town that we can meet you. One down in Tigard for those in the southwest area. One up in North Beaverton for those folks up here in the, you know, the West Plains, or I'm not sure, West Hills, what you would term it. We also have an office available over in the southeast side of Portland, as well as an office space available to meet in Vancouver. We can get together whatever is most convenient for you and your family. We want to make it easy on you and make sure that you are getting the information that is out there. Make sure you know where you are, where you're going, and how best to get there. And I got to tell you, the biggest thing that I can mention is that it's no obligation, it's no cost, but it's no BS, right? No bull. We're not going to, you know, blow smoke at you. We're not going to tell you that your portfolio is bad when it's good. We're not going to tell you that it's good when it's bad. We're going to tell you, here's the God's honest truth about where you're at, where you're going, and if we might be able to help you. And I think it's worth taking an hour of your time to take a look at that. And, you know, I've met with folks that I can't help, right? I've met with folks that are doing all the right things. I've met with folks that just have come in and really what they needed was a referral to a CPA or to an estate attorney, because that's really all they needed. But we're here to help the folks in the community, help you figure out where you're at, because you don't know, you know, what you're going to do, how you're going to get there. I mentioned the AAA maps that you used to get last week. I thought that was a pretty apt analogy, but we'll draw that, you know, highlighted line for you. We're going to get you set up so you know what you need to do to accomplish your goals. I mentioned before, but it's worth mentioning again, we are also offering, we're available now to offer life insurance review and or annuity reviews. If you have a policy, an old policy that you bought 15, 20 years ago and you've never looked at, you want to know the ins, the outs, the good, the bad, the ugly. We will do that for you. It's a program that you cannot access without having an advisor help you, but we can analyze that policy for you, tell you what's good about it, what's bad about it, analyze whether you need it anymore, analyze whether it's a really good thing that you can't get anymore. All those different things. I'll tell you what I think. I'll tell you what I think you should do. I'll tell you how I feel about it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but I'm also not going to tell you, oh, you need to do, you know, X, Y, and Z when you really don't. Because a lot of times it just takes having a professional take a second look and tell you, hey, this is a good thing. I think you're well set up, right? This is great. You know, good job. I can't tell you how good it feels. And it makes me feel so much better, folks, when I can sit across the table and tell folks, hey, you did a great job. And then just see the weight lift off their shoulders that says, oh, that's, I just, you never know. I've been saving and saving and saving, but you just never know. Till you have somebody tell you that, hey, what you've done looks really, really good. And it's a really nice feeling. So if you think that you're doing really well, but you just want another look, give our office a call. The other thing that I would tell you that a lot of people don't know, and this is information for life right here before we start closing out the show, but a lot of people don't realize that you are not locked into your 401k or your 403b after 59 and a half necessarily. So you might still be working there, but there is an available thing called an in-service non-hardship distribution that is available on some plans, sometimes after age 55, sometimes before age 55, and most of the time, by the time you hit age 59 and a half, you are not obligated to keep your money inside that plan anymore, if there's a maybe a better option out there. If you want to look at what those options are, we're happy to talk about it. We also are rolling out a program that helps you if you're still in that 401k and you want to continue to keep your money in there, but you want some help. We can help you with that 401k and that allocation, and it doesn't cost you anything. We've subscribed to a program that's for our radio listeners only. For folks that are willing to come in and have a meeting with our team, we will get you set up with the 401k optimizer, which normally costs you a couple hundred dollars a year, but we've subscribed to it to give that offering and give you access to it for free with our promo code. But in order to get that, all I ask is that you come and meet with the team. Come and talk to us about your situation and how we can help, and we're happy to offer that as a service. No questions asked, as long as we can get through that meeting with you and tell you, you know, what we're looking at and how we see it. So thanks for listening today, folks. I really appreciate you tuning in. I appreciate you sticking with us, and I'm excited, if you couldn't tell, about the new setup in here, the new studio. We're going to be coming to you with more content as well, not just the radio show. We're going to be putting out some content with local professionals here around town on podcasts, so I will keep you posted on that. Visit our website, www.pfgwm.com, if you'd like to learn more, if you'd like to sign up for the newsletter, if you'd like to use one of our free resources. Again, free 90 free is a good price. We have a lot of resources on our website that are there for you to use. They're there to get the information out and provide that to you. I hope you all are staying safe. I hope you're staying healthy. Please, please take care of yourselves out there. God bless you. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week. This has been Investing Simplified.
You can listen to past shows of Investing Simplified or sign up for our free newsletter at www.pfgwm.com. This show was brought to you by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated, a registered investment advisor firm located at 555 Southeast 99th Avenue, Suite 103, Portland, Oregon, 97216, 503-253-3000 or 877-50-PRICE. Investing Simplified is a registered trademark owned by Price Financial Group Wealth Management Incorporated.